I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Games of skill are eating into PA's bottom line, and state lawmakers are trying to figure out what they should do about that as they begin weeks of budget hearings. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
Games of skill with cash payouts are popping up all over. They are not sanctioned by the lottery, but are increasingly present in retail outlets that also sell lottery tickets. Lottery Director Drew Svitko says last year at this time, there were about 4,000 games of skill located in lottery retail locations. That number has grown to 7,000, with a quarter of all lottery retailers now also hosting at least one skill machine. Svitko says lottery sales have taken a hit.
We calculate more than $200 million in lost scratch-off sales just per year. And a year ago, that estimate was $115 million.
The Wolf administration contends the games of skill are illegal, but during state Senate budget hearings, at least one senator cited statistics suggesting that taxing them would raise more revenue for the Commonwealth. In Harrisburg, Tony Romeo, KYW News Radio.